Thanks for joining us, Neil. Was that one of the central things in that game, that Hyde's defence is very tight? They've got a great defensive record and came very close, particularly in the second half. Just couldn't break them down.
No. Sorry to the listeners that it's taken so long, but we were trying to unpick what's happening, what's happened. But it's so hard because I always come here and I always stand with Tim and I always take the blame every week, or Brian will take the blame, or Mike will take the blame, and we'll continue to take the blame. But there's got to be an element of my players, these players, can't do what they did last week against Radcliffe, can't do what they did against Mansfield, can't do what they did against Worksop, Morpeth, Bradford, Ilkeston. They can't do that and then do that. They can't against Atherton. You know, we've just had a big open inquest. Donna said, it's not you, Gaff. It's us. It's a mental thing. We're not, you know, against Atherton, we ran 9,500 kilometres collectively. Against Radcliffe, we ran 12,500. We did exactly the same warm-up, same team talk, same rationale against Atherton that we did against Radcliffe. That comes down to mentally, individually and collectively, how you're going to apply yourself. Hyde got the better in too many areas in the first half today, not because they were better, because individually they were more motivated to get the better of him. Not because Luke Griffiths wasn't playing, or Curtis Jones wasn't playing, or Nick Ballardo, or Jan Palinkas, because you were playing against another person and you didn't get the better of him. Now, our warm-up, I just said it against Adam, was exactly the same today, if not better, than it was against Radcliffe last week. And we've lost the game 2-0. So I've just said to the guys in there, in any walk of life, James, in society, if you're not prepared to give the best version of yourself, you're either going to lose your job, you're not going to get any work if you're self-employed, or you're not going to get the kudos you deserve on a football pitch. And although we knocked the door down today and we could have scored, we didn't. We've lost another game of football.
Is it the mental frailty there rather than a lack of desire?
It's not a desire. These lads are brilliant to work with. They're amazing. It's mental. It's a mental block. It's, you know, last week against Radcliffe, we had to come back from 2-0 down. You know, we got the better of the best side in the league, and they probably got a headache on the back of that. You know, they've got beat again. They've got beat today. We did really, really well, but we've done really, really well in games this season. But then I just want us to hit a 6 or a 7 out of 10. I don't want us to hit a 9 out of 10 and a 3 out of 10. The first half performance, I thought, was as bad as it was. Not because we didn't play well with the football. We were just miles off it with our shape. And I've got lads out there who are desperate to get the chance, desperate to keep the shirt. But we didn't do it. Second half, we put them back. We changed things at half time. Mentally, we changed. And we were really good. And we were lucky not to score. But we've lost the game of football again.
Gabiron, we gave him man of the match.
100%.
Wonderful. 100%. And he showed, didn't he, that by going at the defence, he showed how they could be breached.
Gabiron's an exceptional player. We've gone with wingers. People want wingers. We always go with wingers. You got Dante, who was incredible today. And when I've had a debrief with the squad, I've said that he has done really well today. You know, I didn't want to lay all the blame with him. He's done really well today, and he excites the players. But we've also, you know, in the first 15 minutes of the game, you've got Jay Fitz, who has a chance. You've got Dante, who's had a chance. You know, but we've got to keep doing it and keep doing it and keep doing it. But for that to happen, it's got to be better right at the top end of the pitch.
One other positive detail was Munro's corners. There's times when those corners did create havoc, didn't they?
We did have 10-11 in the second half. We were knocking the door down to score a goal. But James, they were really positive, his corners were, but the nature of the goals we've conceded, people will say the two great strikes. The first goal's a mix-up with our right-back and our centre-half. The second one, we're nowhere near the second ball in there. They break down the right-hand side and they put it across the keeper. That's not tactical. That's not wanting to challenge your man. That's not wanting to get the better of your man. And that's why we've conceded two goals. But that stays with me, because I pick the side. I put the players out there. But it's another tough afternoon.
So looking forward, anyway, in a way, is it good to have a break? Change of scene at Krakow over the next couple of days?
Probably the last place I want to go to, James, now, to be honest. I was hoping to get on the airport with a bounce, you know, like Ben said in his interview beforehand, but losing hurts me more than anything. I don't care. People might say it's a bit extreme. Losing a game of football is the worst feeling for me in the absolute world. It's just not... It's not how I was brought up. It's not how I can process things. My heart rate can't go from your Radcliffe's, which is brilliant, to Downs of your Hyde, to then back up to Lancaster, down to Atherton's. It can't happen. We've got to develop an understanding where winning matters. Winning breeds winning mentality. And we've lost another game of football.
finally, Lancaster next Saturday. What sort of game would you expect there?
They've got Grandy, they've got Teague, they've got three centre-halves who are 6 foot four. They've got lads in midfield who will mix it. Yes, they've lost today. They've got pace at the top end of the pitch. They're going to want to bounce back. Lancaster don't worry me. Nothing worries me. No team, Radcliffe, Lancaster, Macclesfield, we worry me. Because to be getting the mind of that football, you've got to be a clinical psychologist. And that collective, which has been brilliant all week on the back of Radcliffe, unfortunately was undone in the first half today. And it's just not happened for whatever reason. And unfortunately, the lads are, for the first time that I've heard, and sorry, Gaff, it's our fault, where people want to go, people outside want to go, no, it's your fault. Well, unfortunately, I can't take the blame today because my team was exactly the same as what it was against Radcliffe. Today, I feel slightly let down by a couple of performances that's cost us the game.
Well, I'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. Thanks very much for joining us.
Cheers,
and we'll go and we'll do what we have to do.
Yeah.
And I'll see you in Poland.
Brilliant. See you then. Cheers.